Brooke Rollins, USDA to halt federal funding to states not sharing SNAP data. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 2, 2025. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would halt federal funding to states that refuse to share their data on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, to root out fraud. During a cabinet meeting of the Trump administration, Rollins highlighted the accomplishments of the USDA and spoke about the fraud the agency had discovered within SNAP. Rollins also shared that in February, states were asked to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out fraud, and that only 29 states had shared their data. "The third thing, we have so much great things to talk about at USDA. But the third thing which became very much a part of the national conversation during the Democrat shutdown was SNAP reform, food stamp reform," Rollins said. "When all of America saw, which so many of us know, and have been working on, but when you have so much rampant fraud in a program that 42 million Americans participate in." Rollins continued to share the good news that since President Donald Trump became president, 800,000 of the 42 million Americans have moved off of food stamps. Rollins added that the agency had found 186,000 dead people's Social Security numbers being used, and 500,000 people getting benefits more than twice. "In February of this year, we asked for all the states, for the first time, to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud. To make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them," Rollins added. "But, also to ensure that the American taxpayer is protected." 29 states said yes, not surprisingly the red states, and that's where all of that data, that fraud comes from. Rollins continued to share that 21 states such as California, New York, and Minnesota, blue states, refused to share their SNAP data, adding that as of next week the agency would stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply. During a recent interview on Newsmax, Rollins spoke about how 186,000 deceased men and women and children in this country are receiving a check, and pointed out that this is just data from those 29 mostly red states. "Can you imagine when we get our hands on the blue state data what we're gonna find?" Rollins added. Breitbart News reported that as Rollins has been reviewing data from 29 states administering the food stamp program, she has discovered EBT cards that have balances of more than $10,000, cards that haven't been used in several years, and cards issued to people who never existed.